Sally Murphy is with us now for the Rural News. Kia ora. China is producing more of its own milk.
Kia ora, Charlotte. Yes, it is. And that's concerning for farmers and dairy companies here, as China is the biggest buyer of our dairy products, taking about 35% of our exports. Rabobank's latest dairy quarterly report says global demand for dairy remains soft, but global milk production is also down, which means prices should remain buoyant going into next season, which starts on June the 1st. The bank's just released its opening forecast for next season at $8.40 a kilogram of milk solids. Senior analyst Emma Higgins says that's a solid price to start the season off. However, there are headwinds facing the sector.
First one is a biggie. It's around China's milk supply growth, because what we've seen is really strong growth over the last several years, and the growth is slowing, but it is slightly more elevated than what we have previously expected. So we think that China's milk supply will continue to slow, but it will still be a long journey for that to come through. And as a result, we're expecting to see imports into China slightly lower for this year compared to last year.
Emma Higgins says China has a huge influence on global dairy prices, so if it buys less dairy from New Zealand, there will be a big impact on the farm gate milk price. One of Fonterra's customers, chocolate company Mars, has announced a multi-million dollar sustainable dairy plan to halve its greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. The company, which makes Snickers and M&Ms, is putting $47 million into the project called Moving Dairy Forward over the next 3 years. It will test new practices and technologies on three pilot net zero farms in Germany, with the goal of creating a scalable and economically viable pathway to net zero dairy. Fonterra says Mars is a valued and important partner, and it's been working with them for some time on a number of programs that will help achieve shared sustainability goals. Kiwifruit orchard sales remain soft, with buyers cautious about a few headwinds facing the industry. The market peaked back in 2021 with good yields, improved returns for growers, and global market growth leading some orchards to sell for up to $2 million a canopy hectare. But Collier's latest New Zealand kiwifruit property market report shows things have really slowed down. Spokesman Chris Boyd says illegal plantings of sun gold in China, the possible phase-out of high cane, and recent weather events affecting crops have dented confidence recently.
Our sense is the market's fairly soft at the moment, meaning there hasn't been a lot of activity, and purchasers and vendors are not really getting their heads together and arriving at some deals. So I think it's still a case of vendors have experienced some pretty heady values if we go back a year or two, and now we're in the situation where the market's come back, and it's pretty hard for deals to be done because what people want to pay is not what people want for them. So there's a bit of a sort of a disjoint in the market at the moment.
Chris Boyd says market appetite is starting to improve, with fuller crops hanging on the vines for the 2024 harvest. So hopefully this will translate into more orchard sales going forward. There are hopes the ailing dairy goat industry has turned a corner and the outlook is brighter. After COVID-19 supply chain disruptions and other issues saw previously strong goat milk powder sales plummet, inventories built up, farmers were asked to supply less milk, and the payout halved. But recent changes in management at Dairy Goat Cooperative have farmers feeling more confident. Chief Executive David Hemera has left, and long-standing chair Campbell Story will stand down in September. Farmers we've spoken to say their concerns are being listened to and everyone is moving forward together. Energy in the wool market is lifting as second-shear wool begins to hit the market, with demand from buyers increasing. At the wool auction in Napier last week, the market leaned in sellers' favour. Poor-style crossbred fleeces were up 5% to nearly $3 a kilo, while crossbred second-shear average styles were up 11% to $3 a kilo. AgriHQ's senior analyst Mel Crode says the uptick in price is due to increased inquiries from China.
China's coarse wool demand in March lifted by nearly 50% from February. And at over 1,000 tonnes, it was the largest monthly volume we've seen since May 2023. And look, China's been taking a lot more of the poorer quality fleeces too, which has been useful given that there has been more about in previous months and the fact that those fleeces are usually harder to shift. So, yeah, we've seen some real positivity there.
It's Mel Crowed. And just lastly, fighting rate hikes is the first job on the list for Southland's new Federated Farmers President. Dairy farmer Jason Herrick was recently elected into the top job, taking over from Chris Dillon, whose three-year term has come to an end. Mr Herrick says he's looking forward to advocating for the best interests of farmers.
As it stands at the moment, for the last 6 years, it's been mainly coming from central government, and it seems to have eased off a bit now, so most of the issues going forward are going to be local. Currently, we're concentrating on the regional council's rates and LTP, and also the water and land plan, finally after 10 years of deliberation through courts and negotiations is finally landing. Yeah, we're not fully entirely happy with it, but it is what it is, and it's been through the process, so that's going to come about, so we've got that on our radar. So yeah, there's a lot of local stuff that we need to concentrate our efforts on.
Jason Herrick says the Southland Regional Council is proposing a 23% rates increase, something farmers can't cop in the current economic climate. And that's the Rural News for today. Ko ia rā te porongo o te tai whenua.